One of the beauties that that lies in the practice is that, although we often forget it, is that all accommodating noise can be included. Whenever you start excluding something, you have a problem. You have a struggle. So if you just remember that, that sort of is the meditation and completion. It's also true for life. We're going this way. And anybody, any group, anyone who tries to make you this way is too small for you. Time to go. Time to move on. Thank you very much. Time to move on. Okay. Now the meditation. I want you to be very narrow and no, I'm just kidding. This guided meditation is meant to stir curiosity. It's a training in inquiry, because I really want you to get inquiry. I'm trying to train you in inquiry. But it's also going to take your way out there. So if you feel timid, stay with the timidity. It's okay. Just come down into yourself and stay in your body and listen. Hopefully you can listen with curiosity. But don't go beyond, don't try to force yourself into areas which you may not wish to go or may not be, it may not be quite right for you to go there yet. Okay, so really, it's staying within yourself. You know your method. You know what you do. You know yourself. No one else does. So I can give a guided meditation to all of you, and it may only serve half of you, if that. It's okay. The rest of you can be curious about what's being said. Curiosity is great, because you're eventually feeding your way into the theme, but you're not doing it at risk. Okay? So just know that that's there for you. Okay, so let us begin. And I begin with a question. How do you know you exist? Look for it. This is not a coming in and out meditation, so if you come in, stay, okay? How do you know you exist? All the sense data comes into you. Feel that. Feel the hearing, the smelling, even the tasting, the thoughts. All of it comes in to you. It's all received right within our brain. But is the brain you? The brain assesses the significance of the data coming in and organizes it. But is that organization process you? Are the thoughts you? Or are thoughts thinking themselves? Your emotions that are arising, are they you? Or are they part of the conditioning process of mind? What about your self-narrative, your story? All the things you've known about, your past. Is that you? How can the past be you? Where are you? All of our experience seems to confirm that we are the center. But when we go to that center, what do we find? Now I want to encourage all of us to relax deeply into this question. There's no tension here. Again, you can come or not with the, follow the question or not. It seems like there's some felt sense of aliveness, even when we've discarded what we can't be. There's still something that remains. A sense of existence. But it's not tethered to any particular thing. It knows thoughts are occurring. It knows the narrative we base our life upon. But that felt sense of aliveness is not the narrative. It's not the senses. It's not the experiences we've had or are having. Now let us focus exclusively on that felt sense of aliveness and let everything else fall to the background. All the words, all the emotions, all the history, all the narrative. And focus on that felt sense of aliveness. We know it is there, but we can't say much about it. It's more of a quandary than a fact, more of a wonder than a certainty. But we know it's there. That sense of aliveness is there when we think and when we're not thinking. So it's not created by the thought. It is there when we emote and when we're not emoting. And there it's not dependent upon the expression our mind is taking. Yet that existence, that heart, that felt sense of existence, of aliveness, is constant. It doesn't waver. It seems to hold everything that comes into it, but it itself is not determined by what comes into it. So it's not dependent upon anything for its continuance. Search as we will, there does not seem to be anyone back there that can claim ownership of the experiences or the aliveness. The aliveness is there, the sense of existence, but it doesn't own anything that's occurring. There is just this sense of existence. We honor the fact that there is this sense of existence, but we can't define it. We can't point to it. We can't say, there it is. So it's kind of all pervasive, but it owns nothing. It seems to hold everything, but own nothing. We are now left with a rather startling impasse. How can we claim to be someone existing when we look, we find only existence? Maybe the sense of I comes from the way the mind organizes everything that's coming in. Maybe at the heart of the experience there is nobody there, but a heartfelt sense of existence. Let's continue this exploration. Let's make sure together that we are not the words we speak, the thoughts we have, the emotions that are arising, that they don't hold this felt sense of existence, that there is no ownership to that which is arising. But the felt sense of existence exists, allowing all of that to pass through. We see clearly that we can hear or smell or taste, touch or feel and think. But that seems to be held within existence, not defined or containing the existence. So where are you? At what point are you going to claim ownership of what the process is? Where are you going to land and claim yourself? And at the same time, there is existence itself. So something is there, something that's affirming, that is life. My narrative of I passes through that sense of existence, but the existence doesn't own it. And it doesn't own existence. So where does the I come from? When it can't claim anything. Why do I keep organizing it against the fact of what I see now? We have been taught to go there. We have been conditioned to go to the sensory objects, to the thoughts, to the emotion, to our narrative, as the basis on which I stand as myself. But if they're just neurons firing, where are we going to stand? Where is the ownership? existence seems to be bigger than whatever passes through it. It seems to hold all things, but to be defined by none of them. Its wings are wide open. Its arms deny nothing. Where do my opinions fit within that? What happens to the sense of existence when I am opinionated? What have I lost . What is missing . Because our mind is a formed thing, it looks for form to reaffirm itself. So it looks for the word, it looks for the attitude, it looks for the opinion, it looks for the certainty of its knowledge. All the while there's something vast that's holding it. We want to settle on something that confirms us within existence. But this space seems to confirm existence without us. We have lost nothing in aligning ourselves with the reality of what is now being seen. We've lost nothing. The thoughts still come. The sense data is there. It just isn't self-defined. what we've lost and only is our obeyance to the thoughts, the emotion, the history, our enslavement to. That's all we've lost. Let us return to the original question. How do we know we exist? It's assumed, but what is it? What is it based on? Perhaps we should let everything be as it is, but take our seat within existence. Not fight the thoughts or emotions. That seems silly. What are we fighting and why are we fighting? And what are we fighting for? To free our existence, it's already free. Now coming back into our bodies, letting the flavor of the meditation enter with us. The wonder of the meditation. The joy of discovery. for those of you who are attuned to what I just spoke in the meditation, don't shake yourself out of that too quickly. And for that reason, and the only time this weekend, I'm going to encourage you to go outside, and we're going to have a half an hour. You can take a walk, not do walking meditation. That's not what we want you to do, is to be refined in your movement. When you've just, perhaps, potentially, have just seen something about yourself, you want to walk with it, walk with that. Take a walk with that. It's not raining, I checked. At least not from the windows view. So, if there's no one downstairs, you're welcome to do walking there. If there is people downstairs in the reception area, then don't, it's their space, but they allow us to walk when there's nobody there. But let's just take a half an hour and keep your own timing. At 11:30, we'll come back in here. Okay? All right. All right.